Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Javier applying the tag. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Northrup who is chasing the ball. McCarver reaches third base with a triple. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville takes first base on ball 4. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson bunts towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. Maxville moves to second. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Freehan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Maris moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a line drive into left field. Horton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Horton. Maris scores. McCarver moves to third. Shannon moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCarver scores. Shannon scores. It's 3 to nothing, Cardinals. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Javier steals second. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxville hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive towards short. Maxville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Denny McLain. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Kaline reaches second base with a double. McAuliffe moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McCarver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Frien and he is out, Stanley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive towards short. Maxville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maxville hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 3 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Flood steals second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Matthews pinch hits for Don Wirt. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing third base. Don McMahon now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kaline strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.